A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. And so will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and the other will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Outside of church, as we look around, the signs of the times are rapidly changing. They've already overtaken the stores and the malls, and little by little they will be appearing in the neighborhoods and on the streets as houses are beautifully decorated with lights. And all of these lights are reminders of the coming of Christ, who is the light of the world. We have to wonder how many people think of that when they put the lights up. Inside church, as you've noticed already this evening, there are also some significant changes. The way in which we began Mass tonight with the blessing of the Advent wreath, we did not sing the Gloria. That's reserved, the prayer of the angels, it's reserved now until Christmas. And then we will hear it again. So, outside church, everybody's getting ready for Christmas. Inside church, what we're doing is getting ready for Advent. And Advent this year is a full 4 weeks, as long as it can be, because Christmas falls on a Sunday this year. And in a sense, this gives us more time spiritually to prepare for the Holy Day. You know, the holiday preparations are automatic. They're compelling. The Holy Day preparations, we need to make a positive effort to do something in that direction. And tonight's readings deliver a message for the weeks ahead that contains a reference, subtle, but it's there all through the readings. It contains a reference to the virtue of patience. Patience is a virtue that's going to be sorely tested in the days and in the weeks to come. You know, there will be lines to stand in, there will be traffic jams. We don't like to wait. We like it less and less as time goes on because we are more and more being habituated to instant results. We press a button and something happens, there's no waiting. That's that digital world which has overtaken us. Instant response, instant gratification. But the other world still exists. The other world is still very real, and it's a world in which we still live. A world which won't be rushed. It moves at a different pace. We need to retreat back into that world from time to time. It's a world in which an artist paints a portrait, compared with ourselves taking a picture with a selfie. It's a world in which a roast is placed in the oven instead of a drive-thru to get a burger. And this other world recognizes that there are many things that cannot be rushed. Cannot be rushed. Childbirth cannot be. Healing cannot be. Growth of plants and flowers, the natural things of the world, they cannot be rushed. And to a point, you know, we shouldn't be able to be rushed all the time either, should we? So let's think of this as we look ahead through the season of Advent. The world waited a long, long time for the coming of the Messiah. God operates on a different time schedule too. God's time is not our time. And we have to respect God's time, and Advent helps us to experience that a little bit. So the Advent scripture readings put us in touch with God doing things in His way. In the gospel, God tells us, stay awake, be alert. There will be a time when there won't be any more time. That time will come for each one of us personally, and that time will also come for all creation at the end of the world. Stay awake, be prepared, be in contact with the world around us, know what is going on. Know whether there is a Lazarus at our gate. Listen if there is a person knocking on our door. This is all in God's time. St. Paul, when he writes to the Christian community at Rome here in the second reading this evening, tells us the time, the hour, is the word the scriptures use. The hour. The hour is now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until tomorrow. The hour is now. God gives us the time to do what He wants us to do. Let's use the time God gives us to do what He wants us to do. And Isaiah envisions those centuries and centuries of waiting for the coming of the Messiah. So Advent takes us on a journey, 4 weeks, a journey through time. We have to stop repeatedly to look around and get our bearings, because there's a lot of competition, there's a lot of conflict, there's a lot of misorientation that surrounds us. Christmas is what is anticipated outside church. Inside church, the anticipation itself is what we are about. Advent. Advent is in our hearts. Advent is in our homes. Advent is in our church. And here we keep God in mind. We make time for the sacraments during Advent. You know, don't forget, our parish day of reconciliation will be coming up on Tuesday, December the 20th. It's good to mark that on the calendar. It's a convenient opportunity for all of us to get to the sacrament of reconciliation. In our homes, it helps to have reminders of what we are about. You know, an Advent wreath on the table. It's a reminder. Prayer before meals, a decade of the rosary after dinner. We're praying the Angelus. You know, the Angelus is the Advent prayer. Just stop to think of the words. Everything about the Angelus is the season of Advent. And so, during these coming weeks, we recount our blessings. We think of the people in our lives. We are aware of the needs around us more than at any other time of the year. We need to think of why we are doing what we are doing. And when we arrive at Christmas, we want to be able to know that the Lord has been part of our journey all along the way. And tonight, as we begin that journey, we ask our Blessed Lady to help us to live these days coming as she did, patiently, mindful as she carried Christ with her wherever she went, we also carry Christ with us wherever we go and whatever we do. And I wish we can all help one another to have a blessed and holy and happy season of Advent.